So good to be here this morning. Holy, it's a word that I've always had trouble understanding. I'm going to be honest with you. When Moses struck the rock, God said, I must be seen as holy. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, it says, sanctify the Lord, sanctify Jesus in your heart. He must be holy. He must be different. He must be set apart. Thank you for leading that song, brother. It's good to be here. My name is Logan. I really, really, really wish my wife was here. My daughter, of 4 months, decided not to sleep last night. She made that decision. She didn't consult us. She just decided not to. And my son of 2 years made the same decision. So we forcefully had to fall in line and take care of them. So unfortunately, she's unable to be here this morning. Today, I'd like to talk to you about a concept similar to that of holy. It's similar in the sense that we use this word, these concepts all the time. And sometimes it's hard really to understand if we don't take a moment and really think about them. Like holy, set apart. Set Jesus Christ apart. Think of him differently. Matthew chapter 17, this is Jesus, him you will hear. You're not going to hear Moses, you're not going to hear Elijah, you're going to hear Christ. I was talking to a friend of mine and we were talking about difficult concepts of the Bible. And the first one that was brought up was the idea of spiritual. Spiritual. And when I was in high school in my youth group, the youth minister passed around this survey. And it said, how is your spiritual life on a scale from 1 to 10? And I said, well, I thought about it and I don't know. What do you mean by spiritual? And so I marked it out and put yes. Yes, it's spiritual. I don't know. So this is one of the words that's difficult to understand. We continue to study it. We continue to figure out what it means. How do I be spiritual? Another word that came up was faith. I remember a woman. She's a pastor of the Lutheran Church. I think she grew up in the Church of Christ. She's still asked to speak at Pepperdine. But someone asked her, define faith for me. And she said, well, it's when everything feels right. What? I thought about that. I was like, what? And answers like that, we who are in the church that Christ established, we think about it and our blood kind of boils a little bit, doesn't it? Why are people saying that? Why are they thinking that? Another word that me and my friend were talking about, as a matter of fact, actually this was a different friend. We talked about this a long time. It was the concept of grace. See, we understand the definition of grace. It's unmerited favor. It's something that God gives and we receive it. It's a very simple concept. For by grace you have been saved. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. And if you'd like to turn there, that's where we're going to be. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, 9 and 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. What's not of myself? Well, the grace isn't of myself. It's a gift of God. What's not of myself? It's the gift. I didn't produce the gift. God produced the gift. And so we talked about these concepts. We talked about faith. What is faith? See, I'm embarrassed to admit how long it took me to finally figure out what faith was. I grew up and I always knew that faith was so important. Without faith, there is no justification. There's no righteousness. There's no salvation. And I'm trying to understand what faith is. I don't think the readers of the immediate audience of the New Testament saw faith and belief as two separate concepts. At least in my study of the Scripture. As a matter of fact, they're simply just two different parts of speech. Faith and believe. I'm ashamed to tell you how long it took me to figure that out. So we're going to make it very simple today. If you're 5 years old, if you're 6 years old, if you're 90 years old, we're going to make it very simple today. Faith is believing that God is not going to let you down. Simple enough? Can someone who's 10 years old understand that? I think so. Yes. You better believe it. I was 6 years old and I went to my mother to talk to her about salvation. I could understand it at 6 years old. Faith is believing that God is not going to let you down. Very simple. Romans chapter 10 says everyone who believes on Him, they're not going to be put to shame. Well, that's a neat concept, because I'll tell you what, I've been put to shame a lot, and I know you have too. You do something and you're ashamed of it. Sometimes we do the right thing and the world makes us feel ashamed of it. But God says, if you believe me, you're not going to be put to shame. That's a neat concept. So we talked about faith, we talked about belief. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Can you believe it? Can you believe the grace? So what is grace? The concept is easy to define, but it's hard to grasp sometimes. Grace is salvation. Grace is the Word of God when we didn't deserve the Word of God. We didn't deserve the message. We didn't deserve the good news. We didn't deserve it. In the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, God said, I let you hear the word from the mountain. I allowed you to hear the word from the mountain. I didn't have to let you hear. I chose you not because of your righteousness. It wasn't because of you. Don't feel bad because it wasn't because of me. It's not because of me that grace is given. Grace, by definition, cannot be earned. A preacher told me that one time he was talking to a gentleman on his deathbed, a lady on his deathbed, rather. And she said, man, I just hope I did enough. Well, that's not God's grace. I like to think of it as the great pit. If I could put an image in your mind this morning, it's a big pit, and everybody in the world is in it, and people are trying to claw their way out of the pit. That's not grace. You can't get out of the pit. You can keep clawing, but you're not going to get out of the pit. You can't work your way out of the pit. It's not going to happen. It's not of yourself. You can't earn it. You can't work for it. But wait a second. We are His workmanship, verse 10, created in Christ Jesus for good works. So are you saying we don't have to do good works? No, we're not saying that. We're saying that grace, by definition, we can't earn it because it is unmerited favor. So we got this great pit and all the people in the world are in it. And some people are trying to claw their way out. They're trying to climb the wall. It's not grace. Some people have given up. And they found their way in the middle of this great pit. And they look at the darkness around them and they say, well, I give up. Whoever put us here must not exist. Who in their right mind would put us here in this darkness? Well, guess what? God didn't produce the darkness. We brought the darkness. And so people, they start clawing their way out and they can't get out. And people, they find themselves in the middle. But they don't realize it is the gift of God. It's God's gift. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Because let me tell you something, if someone actually climbed that wall and got out, who'd they be boasting in? They wouldn't be boasting in the work of God. They'd be boasting in their own work. I did it. You ever accomplished something? You worked a really long time on it. I don't do it very often, but I try. And I get done and I look at it and I said, this is mine. I did it. I accomplished this. That's not grace. That's not salvation. because we can't claw our way out. Faith is believing that God will not let you down, though. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So he goes on to say, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. We are created. In other words, I didn't create myself in Christ Jesus. God created me in Christ Jesus. It's an action that I couldn't do. He did it for me. In him you were also circumcised, with circumcision made without hands. I didn't do it. You didn't do it. God did it to you. Yes. Ephesians chapter 1. To God be the glory. Praise God. Buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith, believing that God will not let you down. Faith in what? The working of God. It's not my working. I can't do it. People have worked for thousands and thousands of years to try and figure it out, and they can't figure it out. But God's answering it for us. Buried with him in baptism, immersed in the waters. So we're in this great pit. And over on the far section, there is an elevator. Seems a little out of place. Doesn't seem like an elevator belongs in this great pit. And so we go up to the elevator, and there's instructions on how to get in the elevator. It says, this is the elevator. Jesus created this elevator, and he opened the doors to the elevator, and here's how you enter the elevator. Very simple. Be immersed. And people say, that's kind of silly. Well, guess what? If God wasn't working in that act, it would be silly. If God wasn't behind the scenes putting us in Christ, uniting us in the likeness of his death and also in the likeness of his resurrection, Romans chapter 6, if he wasn't doing that, it would be silly. And people would be driving by on the street and looking in and watching as we immerse people in the water, and they say, man, what a silly bunch of people. They're doing that. And so people step up to the elevator and they say, well, I want to get out of here. And I heard that this thing is going to go up. But I don't think I need to get wet for it. 1 Peter chapter 3, it's not to wash myself, right? I hope you didn't do it for that reason. It's the act of a good conscience. See, Noah was saved through water. Well, we're saved through water. It'd be pretty silly if God wasn't working behind the scenes. But he is. Grace. You have been saved, not of yourself. So whatever's going on behind the scenes, that's not what is of ourselves. That is what is of God. The working of God. People say, well, you can't be saved by works. You're right, I can't work and be saved. But guess what? That's not the end of Ephesians chapter 2. And so we step up to the elevator, and it says, be immersed. And people say, well, that seems awfully silly. I'm not going to do that. And then the second thing is you need to take out off your outer garment, and you need to put on a new garment. And so people look at the garment, and they say, well, that seems awful silly. We're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Faith in Christ Jesus. We're sons of God because we believe. Believe that God is not going to let you down. Through faith in Christ Jesus, for many of us have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. We've been clothed with Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2 tells us what to put off. Malice, deceit, evil speaking, all these things. And so we're in this master's pit. Some people are crawling out. Some people have gone to the center. They've given up. And some people are reading their directions. They're saying, well, no one else is wearing these clothing. And as a matter of fact, the clothing looks awfully silly. So I'm not going to put on those clothes. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to get wet. Okay? I don't believe that God is working in the background. And I don't want to put on the clothing. I don't want to look that way. I don't want to look different. I don't want to act different. I want people to look at me and say, you do the right thing, and we're in this massive pit, and what's the point? But some of us, we look at that elevator. We say, man, if that thing went up, just imagine. Just imagine if we really got out of this place. Just imagine. Just imagine if God actually brought us out. Can you believe it? And we look at something like immersion and we say, yeah, get me in. Dump me now. I'm going to heaven. We say, I got to wear a new garment? Yeah, put it on. You take off the old. Get rid of it. I don't want it anymore. If this is what it takes to get in the elevator, take it off. And if I got to wear this garment, I don't care. Because they don't even believe it's going up. It hasn't gone up yet. I think they say, well, I don't think it's going to go up. Faith is believing that God is not going to let you down. We are His workmanship. So we do these things and He says, you can now come in. You can now be here in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. Can you believe it? And so we're in this elevator, and people get tired. They get distressed. Some people say, well, it just doesn't seem to be going up. We can't find a button that makes it go up. We've looked on the outside, we've looked on the inside, we've looked at the cables, and there's nothing we can do to make it go up. For by grace you have been saved, not of yourself. You can keep checking. That box is not going to go up until God says it goes up. And so people see this box and they see us standing in it and they say, you guys are silly thinking a box can go up. And many people in this box, they say, it's not going up. And they open the door and they walk out and we say, please don't leave. Please don't leave. The box is going to go up. You got to believe it. Believe that God is not going to let you down. Created in Christ Jesus, which God prepared beforehand. In other words, the elevator has always been there. See, Christ opened the doors, but the elevator has always been there. The system of salvation has always been there. I love the reading out of the book of Acts, and Stephen makes it so clear. And I read in the book of Deuteronomy, I say, who is this prophet? Who is this guy? Who is this guy that we need to hear? Everything he says. That's Jesus. I love that Stephen explains that for us. Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so where's the work? I work to get in, okay? God did the work in the background, and I work to stay in, right? But we can't make that box go up. But we got to stay in it. And faith is knowing, faith is believing that God will not let us down. Faith is belief. Faith is trust. One lexicon says, faith is that which evokes trust. Do you believe that the box is going to go up? Let me use normal terms now. Do you believe that the church is going to heaven? Do you believe that the assembly, the church, is Christ's? Do you believe that? Do you believe, this is faith now, do you believe that through immersion, that God's work, he's going to put you in there? In that assembly, in that church, he's going to add you to it. And there's only one, Ephesians chapter 4. Do you believe that? Oh, you do. Do you believe that if you could just keep those garments on, those new clothes, if you just keep them on, and if we just stay in this box, in this church, in this assembly, that God is going to pull us out of this pit when he decides to? We're his workmanship. And people look at us standing in there and they say, why do you do what you do? Why are you in there? What do you think's going to happen? And we tell them two things, very simple. We tell them how to get in. And we tell them what's going to happen. Can you believe it? That's faith. That's the grace of God. I can do things to get in. I can do things to stay there. But I can't do one thing to make it move up. Praise God. If you'd like to be added to that assembly. If you'd like to step into the elevator. It's your time. It's time to do it. See, before we're added to the church, before someone is added to the church, it's all about that person. I was talking to an individual and I said, he wasn't a member of the church, so I said, it's all about you. We got to get you in. And I said, because once you're in, it's not about you at all. It's about getting other people in. If you need to be added, let's do it today. Because I don't know when the elevator's going to go up. I don't know. But I believe that it will. And if you believe that it will, if you have faith that it will, if you have faith in the grace of God, then you want to be immersed. And you're willing to take off those clothes and you're willing to put on new clothes. Because the world thinks we look silly, but I'm going to tell you what. We're not going to be ashamed of our decisions.